It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. We're here 7 to 9 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and sometimes we're here on the weekends too, Scott, but we've got a lot going on. And when I mean a lot, I mean about as many things you can have going on during a COVID-shortened anything. We've got so many things to jump into. Let's start off with the old 705 cut right here, as we always do. We'll go BYU, we'll go Utah, all right here in the first segment.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
In terms of actual breaking news today, Scott, of course, while we were getting ready for the show, Utah and Arizona State announcing that game's going to be canceled. And not to the surprise of any of us, I don't think, because Arizona State's numbers were so bad, right?
Yeah, they moved the game from Saturday to Sunday just in hopes that things would change. The problem with it, though, is if you reschedule, you have a team like Washington that knows it's not playing, and they're going to practice and prepare for Utah. So you got to give Utah a chance to say, okay, now we know our opponent's Washington because we're preparing for
Arizona State,
and you go all week long without knowing, and then they go, oh, and by the way, on Friday you guys are playing tomorrow against what? It's just not fair, so they got to let them know early.
Do you think they shouldn't play that game then?
Which game?
The Washington game. Should Utah still play it, even though Washington kind of had a little bit of a cheat?
I don't know how much an advantage they had. Typically, you'll go 2 and 3 games out in your scouting,
right? Sure.
So they probably had a little bit on Washington, and of course they played them last year, so they'll have some understanding. But it's a huge advantage if you don't get the actual practice time, and I think Utah had plenty of time to practice and get ready for a game.
We'll get into talking about that later this hour as well, and jump into also Cam Rising, of course, being out for the rest of the year. The college football playoff rankings were released within the last hour and a half. And, boy, it was a real shock. We knew BYU wasn't going to be real far up there, but when they announced this one.
Bit of a surprise that BYU, and I referenced earlier, their schedule certainly doesn't measure up. We've talked about them a lot, the Cougars with the eye test. They more than measure up. They only have one more game left on the schedule against San Diego State. There is a possibility of adding another one along the line. But BYU, much lower than expected, and Iowa State, they're at 6-2 at number 13. Oklahoma and Indiana up at 11-12.
So you've got BYU at 14. Iowa State, a 6-2 Big 12 team at 13.
I don't care. Any team, Alex, with two losses should not be ahead of BYU. I just don't get there's
well,
no
I
way.
I don't get it.
There's no way that a two-loss
because
team
would
ever.
Because it's a great loss or what?
Yeah, it's you're just not a very good team. See, if you've had two losses.
I'm
you're
okay.
just not.
I'm okay with BYU being a little bit further down on this ranking like this. You know, I think we thought maybe a
12
or 13. Meaning like a – I'm okay that they're low like this in this first one. But Cincinnati needed to be right next to them.
Right.
I'm saying the reason that it stinks to me is that Cincinnati is at 7. That's the big problem. When Cincinnati got rolled out in that 7th spot, then you went, something's going on here. Because when they talked about strength of schedule, how basically the only thing that BYU, their massive strike against them was that strength of schedule. which of course is bad because they had to piecemeal a schedule together. They didn't say, let's put the easiest schedule together during 2020 and we'll see what happens. They had to get something going. They started in August and September to start playing football. And so they, at 9-0, have been punished to that 14 spot. Kalani Sitake got on the same college football playoff rollout of the rankings program there on ESPN. And here's what he said about that 14th rank for his Cougars.
Hey, great motivation for our guys. Love our team. Love our players. I think we play a great brand of football with excitement and passion. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do and a lot to prove, obviously, and a short amount of time. And hopefully we can get that done.
Yeah, here's the thing. You look at these teams. Georgia's not that good this year. They have two losses. Oklahoma's not that good this year. They have two losses.
These are all teams above BYU in the rankings.
They have two losses. They're all above BYU. I think one of the things that was interesting is the Pac-12, because it's only had a few games with Oregon and with USC.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, clearly they're way down in the rankings. And so not having a lot of games, of course, that weights.
But having a lot of games, not against a good enough opponents, also is against you. See, yeah, I think a lot of BYU fans right
Cincinnati's not that many spots ahead of BYU.
I know, on the strength of schedule. Not. That's the part to me, because Cincinnati is not a Power 5 team. They're a Group of 5 team. They are absolutely, their strength of schedule is ahead of BYU, but not by much. And so that's why I think a lot of people are scratching their heads. And BYU fans, as usual, have become victims this evening and feel disrespected.
You look at the coaches poll, Alex, and you have Alabama number one, Notre Dame two, Ohio State three, Clemson four, Florida five, Texas A&M six, which probably should be flipped around. Then you have Cincinnati seven and BYU eight. I mean, that's how
it's infuriating.
It's how it should be. Even in the college football rankings,
here's the
deal. It's just baffling to me.
The real problem is that now the thing that BYU fans have been looking forward to, and I'm looking at a text that we just got here from Nate Daddle, our boss. He said, "Hold on, BYU is behind a 6-2 Iowa State, and they lost to Louisiana. Anybody who loses to the Raging Cajuns does not deserve to be ahead of BYU." So this is the part where you start to go, where. The human error of this, and they can point at strength of schedule all they want, but the human error on all of this is a real problem where you get a group of people together that do not mind showing biases towards the bigger schools and the bigger conferences. And it's a real problem when you have to actually sit down and try to have a level playing field with these teams. That, look, BYU put together, they were playing the first weekend in September. And then everybody goes, well, yeah, but look at your strength of schedule. Navy was not a team that everybody thought was going to be a 55-3 game. People are already forgetting the Boise State game. People are already looking at that Houston game and going, don't care. BYU is 9-0. I do not understand. And, again, this is falling on deaf ears
because it's
ridiculous.
Here's the challenge, okay? What conference is BYU in? Who is their voice? In the competition committee, who's their
voice?
Tom
Holmo, and he's not in the competition committee.
Exactly. They don't have
right.
An athletic director. They don't have someone who, like a Ronnie Lott, who played in the Pac-12. They don't have, you know, they don't have a voice. No, they really don't. And you look at how these rankings came out and the influence of being in a conference, even Cincinnati. And whether, you know, their strength of schedule is still down there, they're still in a conference. They have some voice, some say in what's going on. And the people who have a voice, which quite frankly I thought was rather impressive, were people like Kurt Herbstreit. And some of these, I mean, they go, what's your shocking thing of the top 25?
All of them said.
They're all like, BYU, are you kidding me?
Why is BYU so far down? Every person mentioned it. Even when they had already rolled out the 4-1, they went back and they're like, Joey Galloway, what do you think? He's like, I'm actually really shocked BYU is this far down, because all of them have watched BYU play. Yeah. Rhys Davis keeps talking about the eye test. Kirk Herbstreit, despite the fact that, you know, he went after BYU because he felt like they should have gone after Washington, you know, a little bit harder.
Washington never would have happened.
It would have never happened. No. Of course not. And that's why BYU already said, this doesn't feel like something's going to happen. We're not going to sign up for something we're going to have canceled and ripped out from under us.
What I'm worried about, Alex, is all these people that said, just stay pat. Just stay where you are because we're in a New Year's Six Bowl. I'm not so sure
they're
about
not there.
That.
They're not
they're
there.
Not even close
right
to
now,
right
they're
now.
Not there.
Nope.
You got to add
and
two
they
games.
They got one game left.
You got to add two more to the one on top of the one you're playing. You got to play 12 games and go 12-0. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. Listen to more of Kalani's comments. He even addresses the Washington issue. They're not backing off of anybody. Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.